Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. It's you. You text me from across the table. Welcome to Grape Therapy.
I'm already ruining the podcast.
Bailey's ruining the podcast. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'm your host for this next, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
We got to make it a quickie because we're hosting. Bailey is my girlfriend from Vancouver who does Shop State of Grace. And you guys do a bunch of like water bottle prints and t-shirts. And what else do you have? You have everything.
A bunch of stuff. We really like wine and sarcasm.
Yeah, wine and sarcasm and coffee and beauty, like not beauty products. clothes and like mugs and water bottles and wine glasses and pajamas. I love you guys' stuff.
Thanks for the plug.
You didn't even ask me to do that. I just did it. It just felt natural. It felt natural. I was like, oh my gosh, am I recording? Yes, I am. We're having a Friendsgiving. Okay, so you guys, I'm so excited for this. It is Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend, and Sean usually makes me a turkey dinner, but the guy's got a gym and he's got to do what he's got to do. He's working his little dick off, and sorry. That just came naturally too. Sorry, I meant his really large dick off. Oh my god. This keeps getting weirder. I can't. It just came out.
Well, like I said earlier today, you were one of a kind. What were you saying? You're like, oh, this whip.
Oh yeah, I was talking about a car. You've never called a car a whip?
No.
Oh, get a load of this whip.
It just came out.
Whip, whip. Picture perfect. You might want to take a click, 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 click. No?
I have no idea what just
ludicrous
happened. Oh, okay.
just rapping. We haven't even told people what we're excited about.
Oh yeah,
Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving is this weekend. Bailey's Canadian as well, and she came out here to be a part of my live podcast, and we're in my little home office right now drinking peanut butter beer.
It's a pretty fabulous setup. I can't complain.
It's the best setup. And we're waiting for friends to come over for Friendsgiving. And we're going to cook. What are we making?
Oh, we came up with a full menu.
We should blog about the full menu because people will be like, I want to know. Anytime I make something on Instagram, people are like, can I get the recipe?
I recently decided that I want to put out a cookbook at some point in my life because, like, who am I? But
do it. You actually are really good.
Okay, says the lady who made me.
I'm really good.
You need to put somewhere this recipe about the pizzas you made last night.
Yeah. But it's like my secret weapon.
Okay. Well, it was real good, guys.
No, I'll give it that. It's it's pretty simple.
But well, we are having cranberry and sage white wine spritzers and maple bourbon cocktails.
Oh, get it? Because it's Canadian Thanksgiving. Maple. You guys got it.
And then because I'm a high maintenance vegan guest, we're having roasted butternut squash and wild rice stuffing. And then I stole my grandma's recipe, so I'm making her stuffing.
Yum.
Roasted Brussels sprouts with toasted pine nuts and balsamic reduction.
My mouth's watering.
Cauliflower mashed potatoes with vegan gravy.
Yum.
Cranberry sauce and fresh cranberry sauce, might I add, because you were like, we're buying cranberry.
I love the canned cranberry sauce. I could eat that with a spoon. Like the
I'm just
ocean.
Not a cranberry sauce person.
I love cranberry sauce. Like I load it on everything on my plate for Thanksgiving. It's so weird because all the Americans listening are probably like, why wouldn't you have the same Thanksgiving as us? Why don't we? Why do we have different...
I don't know. And your guys' is so close to Christmas, too.
Because isn't the Thanksgiving like when the pilgrims, like, isn't... But so wouldn't it all be at one...
So they probably were actually...
We sound so stupid right now. I should have Googled that before.
I'm going to drink this beer.
Yeah, drink your beer. anyways, Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to eat all that.
I'm so excited. It was like an impromptu decision,
yeah, it was.
Too.
And then we're going to play games, and it's going to be a really fun night.
Yeah, can't wait.
I'm pretty excited.
It's what are you thankful
lit.
For?
Oh, should we go there?
We should go there.
You know what I thought about earlier? Because my mom always makes us go around the table and say what we're thankful for on Thanksgiving. She'll be really happy about this right now. I'm really thankful for the people that I surround myself with.
Second
I'm just,
that.
Like, I feel like I have the best people in my life. And I know everybody probably feels that way, but like, I have no like toxic relationships, and I don't have any like people who I'm like, oh, I need to cut. Like, I really have a solid group of people, and I've had them in my life for a long time.
Yeah. And I feel like we're both at that age where we've kind of weeded out those relationships that were toxic.
That's really cute. You think I'm the same age as you.
Well, I'm like 95 at heart. So
yeah, me too. Me too. But yeah, no, it's true. Like, how do you dump a girlfriend? How do you dump a friend?
I mean, I've done it.
Yeah, you have.
It's hard. You asked me that once and you're like, oh, you actually did it. That's good.
I think I have too.
But it just got to the point where it wasn't a healthy friendship, and it wasn't good for either of us. And it wasn't fair of me to just be like, keep saying that I would hang out with no intention to actually hang out. So I was just
like,
and
then it's so draining on yourself, and you're investing so much of your own personal energy into somebody who doesn't deserve it.
100%. And I'm already, I feel like you are, can relate to this, but so busy where that time that you're putting into those people that you don't even want to spend the time with takes away from quality time that you could spend with the friends that you actually love and care about and value.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And those, they say you're an average of your five best friends.
Well, I have started talking like you a lot more recently.
Like calling your dog Bubs.
Yeah. We'll see if I start calling cars Whips.
It'll feel really you feel cool.
Like, it'll feel unnatural.
It just flows. Oh, get a load of my whip. Speaking of my whip.
Okay, guys, I almost died today.
This is going to be the most random all over the map podcast you've ever heard, but that's what grape therapy is for. Yes. Let's take a quick moment to talk about Lightbox. Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory grown diamond jewelry. Never heard of lab grown diamonds?
I haven't, but yeah, I'm into it.
Join the club.
I will.
Here's what you need to know, Bailey, okay? They have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds, but they are made in a lab by scientists. It's pretty amazing process, actually. By using plasma reactor nearly as hot as the surface of the sun, a piece of diamond is bombarded with carbon atoms and grows.
Whoa, what?
I know. I love science. After 400 to 500 hours, it's big enough to cut into a polished stone. Pretty cool if you consider diamonds from the earth took about 3 billion years to reach the surface. Did you know that? I'm full of tidbits today.
I mean, I failed science in high school, but I'm into this.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did too. I remember actually I got kicked out of a science class once for making fun of our teacher. But he was a beauty. I didn't mean it.
But look at us now.
It was with love. While natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, meaning you don't have to be a millionaire to afford one. Lightbox's lab-grown diamonds are just $200 a quarter carat plus the cost of the setting. Their scientists have even figured out how to make pink and blue ones. Pink and blue natural diamonds are very rare, so you've probably never seen one before. But guess what? Now you can. You can own a lab-grown one or several if you want. So check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/vine.
Oh, you know I'm gonna.
Let's rewind for a second. How to dump a friend. Why did we get on this topic?
Because you said who you were thinking for. I was like,
Oh, wow. This is what happens when I don't plan. What are you thankful for?
Oh, I have so much.
Okay.
Obviously, like my family and my friends.
Yeah, of course.
And my dog.
Of course, I'm thankful for all that.
I'm thankful that you introduced me to peanut butter beer. Like, let's just talk about that for a minute.
Honestly, it's milk stout. Do you say milk the same way as me? Milk.
Okay, when I was like, probably until I was about 14. You just told me today you don't even know how to burp.
That's not a burp. It was a throat noise that goes inside. Oh. Yeah, no, it's not a burp. Anyways, go on.
I used to say milk, like M-A-L-K.
Yeah, that's how I say it. I feel like milk.
And then I got teased, so I stopped.
Okay, but what are you the most thankful for?
I feel like
peanut
the same
beer.
Yeah.
same thing
and just like the small moments.
Yeah,
like
your
I love
quality of life.
Yeah, like things like Friendsgiving or just even I came here a couple weeks ago and we literally just sat on the couch and hung out and like made good dinners, drank good wine, like that's all I love
in
life.
In
yeah, like I don't need to go and do all these other crazy things. I just want good memories.
I know, me too. Just quality, good quality time. So here's it says there's a few steps to dump a friend. Evaluate the situation.
Okay.
Like maybe you've fallen apart or grown out of if it's toxic, like evaluate the situation. The talk, step two. Ending a friendship can be brutal. Too bad we can't hire. Oh, I don't want to bring politics into this. They said, too bad we can't hire Donald Trump. Oh, I think this is end, like when he goes, like, you're fired. Oh, this is like old.
Yeah, like, what's that show? The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. Yeah, no, this is a terrible... I just Googled and I'm like, I'm not into it. I'm not
into
it.
So you shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet, guys.
That's true. But you should believe me and everything that I say. And I say, dump a toxic friend.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I second that.
Yeah. You'll feel so much better. It's awkward in
the
moment,
but you just feel free. And then it gives you more time to do the things that you actually want to be doing with your life.
It is freeing. It is freeing. Okay, back to my whip. Let's do... Bailey used to be on a podcast, and they always did this segment that I really loved called Boss or Bust. And it was like, what did you do in your week that was like a bossy-ass move? Or like, did you have a big fail? Basically, Boss or Bust. Let's make up a song for us.
Oh.
It's Boss or Bust.
Bust.
Boss or Bust.
Bust.
That was pretty good. I'm into it. We had a couple... I'm trying to think of my week, but I'm like, I don't even know what day it is. I had a boss move when I went up on stage and sang with a country band in front of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And I did like a rap medley.
Oh.
And I just freestyled with this guy and it worked.
What song was it?
What song wasn't it?
Oh.
There were so many. We did
like a full
Holla
show.
Back Girl. We did Shoop, Obs. We did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Amazing.
We just went for it. And then I started singing acoustic My Neck, My Back, My P Word and My Crack. I sang Till the Sweat Dropped Down My Balls.
Oh my God.
But very like
classy.
Till the Sweat Dropped Down My Balls. Till the Sweat Dropped Down My Balls.
Just harmonized.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But yeah, that was bossy. But Bust, definitely fail. This is where the whip comes into play, because my Jeep needed to go in for an oil change, and then all of a sudden I realized that it wasn't filling up with gas, and so something's broken. So I was taking it to the dealership. They're like, you can take a rental car since you need to get home. And nobody told me it was a standard until I got in, and I couldn't figure out how to reverse the dang Jeep Renegade, which I didn't even know what the hell that was.
Never heard of that.
Me either. And so it took me a while to figure out how to reverse. Then I stalled it like a couple times and I just looked like a big idiot. I almost killed us. Like, it was actually kind of scary, but I didn't. We're here.
Yeah, we're good.
Thankful for that.
Very thankful for that.
For life right now, because it was a close call.
It was touch and go there for a few blocks.
It was a...
But I don't even know how to drive standard, so props to you.
Right before my eyes.
I did too.
But yeah, so that was... Oh, and then we had a bust move together when we took Tucker to play. You tell. I need a drink of my beer.
So we took Tucker on a walk, and there's this tennis court that we threw some tennis balls, and he was running around. And Caitlin went outside the tennis court that's gated and was running around. She's like, don't let this lock. I guess it's maybe technically my bust. Sorry. Yeah. And she ran outside the perimeter of it, and eventually we were both inside of it again, and we looked at the door, and all of a sudden I see like panic cover Caitlin's face.
Well, thank God it wasn't like enclosed, but it was very hot.
So
like 100 degrees hot
and humid, and the door locked.
Yeah.
And we couldn't.
And Tucker was losing his mind and he wanted out and he needed water and we couldn't get out and we were locked in and it was like literally
it's
100 degrees.
It's fine, it's fine. She's like, I'm panicking.
I had sweat dripping down.
I'm like, do you have a bobby pin? And no bobby pin. So I took off. I had this like ring that wasn't, it was kind of like a wrap ring. So I like took it out, tried to straighten it to like jimmy the lock.
Jimmy jam the old lock ski.
Wasn't getting anywhere. No. I was pretending I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But then luckily had a boss.
I pretended I knew what I was doing and I had a boss move to recover from our bust, and I just slid that credit card.
You did.
Ching, ching.
I was like, we're going to have to climb over this gate, which was very high, with a 100-pound dog.
Somehow toss Tucker over the gate, catch him on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but we did it.
We did.
High five.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was a fun day.
Thankful for that. Thankful.
It was a very eventful day. I'm like trying to think of what else happened.
Oh, I know. And just speaking of you being one of a kind, like going back to that.
Okay, we could talk about me being one of a kind. Go on.
So this girl obviously gets deliveries.
I get deliveries coming out of my yin yangs.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Your butthole.
Your yin yang is your butthole?
Like, but I think it's just like a more polite way of saying it. Like, you have things coming out of your ass.
Oh,
Seriously, you've never heard that before?
I've heard of that, but not.
I think it's just a different way of saying it.
Okay, go on. Go on. Back to me.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Back to me.
Okay, back to you. So she's very excited for her packages today because she's waiting on something. Mm-hmm. But this first box shows up on her doorstep. She brings it in, opens it up, and it's a bunch of beauty tools. And she's so underwhelmed. Yeah. And I'm like, what kind of girl are you? Like, this is a box of beauty tools.
I was like, oh, this is so overwhelming. I have enough beauty tools. I don't need beauty tools. I use my finger for eyeshadow. I use my hands.
True. It's just easier, though.
I use my hands for foundation and my fingertips for eyeshadow.
Okay, but then the second delivery comes.
Yeah.
And it's this bigger box.
Yeah.
What could this be? Opens it up, and before I can even see what it is, she's like, oh my God.
I'm so happy. It was a huge thing of mayo chip.
Like a huge, two boxes full of it.
One box was a jean jacket that says I love mayo chup and that had a pin on it that says I love mayo.
Not even the best part though.
Oh, what? Oh, personalized.
Personalized. It says Caitlin's.
It says Caitlin's mayo chup.
It's amazing.
It was just really a touchy moment, and I would like to say that I'm thankful for Heinz as well. I'm thankful that Heinz is genius enough
that actually is a very genius idea.
I mean, people in Utah apparently have been doing it since who knows when, since ketchup and mayo came out, and they call it fry sauce, but it's mayo and ketchup. But Heinz, I thought I turned off the phone. Mayo chup. Got really excited about that. Could care less about beauty products. Give me all the mayo chup.
I mean, peanut butter beer. Your priority straight. I'll give you that.
Mayo chup. Everybody else can have the beauty stuff.
And we had some leftover waffle fries.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
That's also another boss.
That was a very boss move on my part.
So bossy.
I made vegan pizzas last night, and I was like, ooh, what? I want like a side with this. So
Didn't even tell me.
Quick thinking, just quickly Postmated. Is that how you say it? I used Postmates, and I got Chick-fil-A waffle fries, and they showed up right when the pizza was coming out of the oven.
She comes around the corner with like the most proud look on her face. She's like, you're going to be so impressed with me.
Yeah, and you were.
Oh, I was.
It's so funny.
You couldn't have done any better.
And that's what we mean, the little things in life that make you happy.
Oh, yeah. Like losing brutally at a game of dominoes.
Yeah, you did.
Brutally.
That was...
But yeah. That's what I love, like those moments.
I love dominoes, too. We should play that tonight.
We should.
Friendsgiving. Just a good old-fashioned game of dominoes.
I'm going to crack another peanut butter beer.
Oh, please do. I know we love peanut butter beer, but you know what else I love.
LaCroix.
That's my favorite. Enjoy LaCroix sparkling water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. You can make the switch to LaCroix sparkling water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium, so it's innocent. All natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. There's 14 flavors. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit are the newest. There's peach, pear, coconut, lemon, pamplemousse, lime, berry, cran raspberry, orange, and grapefruit, and pure unflavored round out the lineup. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix Curité flavors. There is pineapple strawberry. There is appleberry, cherry lime. There's kiwi watermelon. Mm. There's blackberry cucumber. That's actually my favorite one.
That sounds really refreshing.
And there's cantaloupe pink grapefruit, which is also really delicious. But LaCroix Curité has a bolder flavor. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water is gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO. LaCroix Sparkling Water... Yeah, you'd like that.
This girl's into it.
Yeah, you'd like that. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curité Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at www.lacroixwater.com for a list of full retailers.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Grape Therapy.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
You guys, if you like my show, you're going to love Rob Has a Podcast on Podcast One. Rob is kicking off the new season of Survivor. Check out the biggest Survivor podcast on the web with the king of reality TV. I actually went on his podcast. We talked Big Brother. It was awesome.
Ooh.
Check out Rob Has a Podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
I want to take a second. I know I've touched on this topic so many times, but it just never ceases to amaze me. The trolls out there are the body shamers. And
I think we decided we were going to call them warts.
Warts. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. what? Think of a worse name to call somebody.
Yeah.
C word. But warts.
When you can say on a podcast.
Like warts is just, I could say it on the podcast, but they just bleep it out. Yeah. But it's just there. It blew my mind the other night. Okay. So here's the thing. I just got back from a trip from Italy where I was honestly like, I am a machine. Like the amount of food I ate in Italy. I come back.
You eat more food than I eat. And I eat a lot of food.
Cleo says to me all the time, she's like, she goes, you're the one person that I know that can just eat at all times of the day.
No,
and
it's
just
crazy.
Like, I don't stop. And so I get really frustrated because I posted this photo on Instagram when I was doing... I mean, I guess we could just talk about all the boss moves I've made, but I was speaking on a panel about broadcasting with Mario Lopez.
No big deal.
And Jewel.
No big deal.
And I was wearing a really bossy outfit with power pants.
Those pants were spicy.
They were so spicy. They're my red power pants. And I was just like, I felt so good and proud of myself. And I was in a really good place. Sorry, another boss move. Took a private jet. To Florida to speak on this
Who
panel.
Are you?
I don't know. That's what Sean said to me one time. I was like,
when
yeah,
you told me, I was like, excuse me?
I was like, I'm going to the Emmys. I'm like, this. He's like, what's your month look like? I said, I'm going to the Emmys and then I'm going on a private jet to speak on a panel. And he goes, who? And then, and I got freckles tattooed on my face. He goes, are you having a midlife crisis? But anyways, I was very proud of myself, in a good mood. I went out for dinner with the main guy from Podcast One, Norm. Shout out Norm, like CEO, big boss man of Podcast One. Him and his wife, lovely lady, by the way. And Cleo, we went for dinner. And he's like, okay, let's start with champagne. And then we got appetizers. And then we all shared this like delicious soup. And then we had pasta as an appetizer.
Oh, that's bossy right there.
I know. I know. And then we had our main course and I had this. Oh, this is amazing. It was like the nicest steakhouse in Florida. It was so good. And I was definitely taking advantage of the menu. And at the end, I was like, let's order the like lemon meringue pie. Let's get the peanut butter chocolate crunch bar. Let's get they made this homemade ice cream that they like make in front of you with like, it's not dry ice, but it like. Like it's like a science experiment.
Liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. Liquid nitrogen. And so I come home and I'm so full. I can barely even function. I'm like, Cleo, like I'm so full. I ate so much. And we're like, let's just go for like a little walk. And I pull up my Instagram to, you know, browse the comments, thinking everyone's going to want to know where my pants were from. Turns out a lot of people think I have an eating disorder. And it just made me so mad because I'm like, you're telling a healthy person that they look sick. And if I was sick or if something was wrong, what do you think telling me to eat a cheeseburger would do? Or saying you look sick or saying anything that they are saying to me? Like some people are like, we're just concerned fans.
I'll tell you right now, as the one person in this room who has had an eating disorder, mm-hmm. it doesn't help.
No. Did people say that to you when you went through that time of your life?
Yeah. And nobody close to me, like nobody who actually cared about mm-hmm. me. But mm-hmm. the negative comments you can't, because there's no compassion behind it.
It's an illness in your mind at the time.
There's just no sense of understanding. It's just throwing it out there because that's your ignorant opinion in my
right yeah. And like that just makes you more self-conscious. It makes you more hyper aware
of
your body.
I actually did have it. You don't, like,
right? But I mean, regardless,
people don't know. That's the thing, like they didn't actually know. So,
and if I did or if something was wrong, I feel like I'm a very open book, and maybe that would be something I'd be like ashamed of or not want to talk about, but I wouldn't be bringing it up on this podcast. You know, I'd like go get help or something. 100%. But to me, I'm like, one lady tried to blame me for what she said, little girls look up to you and you're going to cause anorexia. And I was just like, that is so unfair because this is my build and this is my body type. And so, I mean, everybody listening is obviously like, I don't want to say a fan. I never like that word, but like a follower of mine. That's even creepier, actually. They follow me.
Stalkers.
But like, yeah, but I keep having to burp, but like not burp. But like, they all know, mm-hmm. and they all stand up for me, and it's so nice because I'm like, any mean comment, there's like an army of like off the Vine girls just behind me. But people were trying to say, like, telling someone that they look sick when they're not, or if they are, is not helpful. And no. What was I getting at? Like, okay, listen to some of these comments. I know it had like, it was powerful when Chris Harrison read some of the comments when I got so bullied
you
on the show.
You showed me that too, yeah. And I started crying. Like, it blew my mind.
It was awful. Okay. So this person said, people are commenting on her weight because they don't want her to, I don't know, be hospitalized. There's a difference between criticizing her, which we're not, and voicing a concern. It's obvious something is wrong. I'm like, it's obvious something is wrong?
I'm sorry, do they know you? Like, no. Yeah, it's a photo, but...
It's a photo, which...
That's all it is.
I'm like, you. If you follow me, you see on all my other... Like, maybe that angle made my arms look really tiny, but they are. And what bothers me is since I was 5, I've been skinny shamed. Since I can remember, which is 5. And people would tell me, like, all the time, like, doctors would tell me I was sick. One doctor said to my mom, like, I think she gets into your sleeping pills. Like, doctors always told me I was sick, and boys at school would always say, you'd be so pretty if you weren't so skinny. And at dance competitions, I'd like, oh my gosh, my poor little like also frail body.
It's like, kids are cruel enough as it is. Like, yeah. Growing up, it's why as adults do we have to do this to each other? Why as society do we have to actually bring each other down?
And like, words hurt.
Oh, 100%.
Like, and they stick with you so much. So since I was little, I've been told like I look sick for being skinny, and that's just how my body was built. And it was just, I don't know, it just breaks my heart. And I just like, it makes me so concerned for kids out there, because all these comments were from moms, all of them. Like, here's another one. You look too thin, but you're amazing. Jeez, looking very skinny, too skinny. We hope she's okay. She looks like she has an eating disorder. I'm a mom, and as a mom, I'm super concerned that you're too underweight. Whatever is causing it, I hope you heal. It's worrisome. You're a doll, and we want you to be healthy.
These are
people
healthy.
Who literally see one photo of me every like couple days.
I also just wonder what goes on in your mind as you're writing that comment. Like, do you actually think that if something is wrong, that you're gonna change? Like, I don't know. My mind can't fully wrap around it, because I just don't get where.
I know. And like, some people were saying, I hope you're okay. You're looking pretty thin. I will say that you looked healthier when you were on The Bachelorette. And then I'm like, yeah, I looked healthier too, because one, the camera adds 10 pounds. Two, I was an extra few pounds, but that was me being unhealthy. That was me stress eating and eating anything I could for convenience without resting. I was drinking alcohol from morning to night. I wasn't exercising. I was like so unhealthy that now, just because I'm back to my normal weight, you're telling me I don't
normal,
look healthy.
Normal weight for your body. Like, everybody's body is so different. And just because somebody has maybe like a thicker body type or a thinner body type, like, I know people who aren't, they don't have the most athletic body, but they are like full-on yogis who can do all this crap that I can't do. And it's inspiring. Like, just, we should be making people feel comfortable in their skin, not tearing them down.
No, and it's just like, that would be a conversation to have if that was like your daughter or your best friend, and to have honest conversation with them, not come out on the internet and say that you're concerned. You're not concerned.
You don't
you're an
see
asshole.
Your day-to-day life.
No. And it's just so frustrating, because if I did, that would hurt, and I don't, and it still hurts. And it's just like, if anybody out there that's listening struggles with weight issues, like, no matter what, and you get bullied, like, I say stand up for yourself. Some people are like, why do you respond to that? And I'm like, hell no, I'm not going to stand down to body shamers. I'm going to stand up for myself and just like be real and be honest, and whatever you're going through, like, talk to somebody, but it doesn't have to be people that don't give a shit about you on the internet.
No, exactly. And the ironic thing is, like, they're saying that you're not being a good role model because you're going to cause anorexia, but like, you standing up for yourself is exactly what people need to see more of, because it is such an easy space for people to bring negativity.
And if you see someone like commenting on other people's bodies, like I love that I can look on my account and see like just so many people standing up for me, and there's so much support on my page.
They're amazing.
And there's so much support on all my pictures all the time, but it's just that was like really stood out. And I didn't even think twice about it. Like when I posted it, I was like, ooh, everyone's gonna want to know where these pants are from, and I don't even remember. Like, and then I read all the comments and I was just like, I was actually physically ill. Like I got sick to my stomach reading them because I was just like, well, one, I was really full, and two, I was just like, this is so awful.
It is, and it's something, it's like,
and you would say that to an overweight person, like, or, and if you would, yeah, you're just freaking terrible. Like you wouldn't say like stuff like, one girl was like, oh, your arms are so skinny and it looks so weird with your bobblehead, and I'm like, cool, thanks. Like had insecurities about that since I was five. Like, but it's just like, you don't know what somebody's been told since they were little. You don't know what words are going to affect them. And like, I just don't understand how people can still be so ignorant and still have so no social awareness. Like, you think I have an eating disorder? I think you have a social disorder. Like, it's
100%.
That is a social disorder. You do not know how to speak to other human beings because you like don't. You're socially unintelligent.
And I think it comes full circle to like surrounding yourself with those people that are amazing, because I can't imagine ever seeing one of my friends. And if they did, I'd set them damn straight.
Well, yeah, exactly.
A comment like that.
That's why it's so strange to be in a position where it's like strangers, because I'm like, you don't matter to me.
Yeah.
But it matters the way you behave, and like you're a mother of like, well, girls.
No, exactly. Like how would that mom feel if somebody ever talked to her daughter like,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's just not okay. So I always just wonder, I'm like, I know it's like strangers and I have opened myself up to a bunch of criticism, but like the body shaming just makes me ill. And yeah, I don't know. It's just frustrating. And same thing as like we were talking about the Mr. Rogers documentary.
Oh, you just showed me that. It's not.
I lost sleep last night over thinking about how people were out for Mr. Rogers. Like Mr. freaking Rogers, who is like he's first of all super philosophical, so smart, loves children in a way where he just believes in them, and like they're so innocent and pure, and he just wants to like make sure that they grow up knowing that they're loved, which is the most important thing that you could do for a child.
Of
do you
course,
see my passion? I'm like,
I do,
shaking
I do.
My fist right now. I freaking love kids, but like he was just such a like inspirational television character that believed in the power of like love
and
telling
so
kids they're worth
at that
it
age. And it's like you want to, especially as an adult, like you see it in reverse, you want to preserve that. And like, you really do want kids to just embrace their childhood. And I feel like he really tried to do that.
Yeah. In like such a caring way. Like he was just so genuinely like invested in kids' happiness. And it was just so sweet. And that if anybody hasn't seen the documentary, it's called Would You Be My Neighbor?
I haven't, but I'm going to watch it now.
Oh, but anyway, so there was like news people and media attacking him, and this was how many years ago was Mr. Rogers on?
Oh God, let's not make me feel illegal.
Like 30 years ago, I think, maybe longer.
I don't think it was longer because it was on a kid on TV when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I,
well, and me too, and I'm 33. Maybe it's been 33 years. I don't know, but like, there's all these other television programs out there. What am I, 90 television programs that like talked about like violence, and there's like kids on commercials buying guns, and like there's stuff going on. And Mr. Rogers touched on those kinds of subjects, but did it in such a way that kids could understand and feel safe. And I'm just a big Mr. Rogers guy. When I get my next dog, I'm naming him Fred Rogers. That's it.
That's the best.
Because there needs to be more Fred Rogers in this world. Oh man, I should get him on my podcast. Could you imagine? Life goal.
Please,
if any,
do.
You know, people ask me all the time, who's your dream guest for a podcast?
Fred Rogers.
Fred freaking Rogers.
I feel like we can make that happen.
Okay, we're going to try. We're really going to try. Does he have Twitter?
Right. I don't know.
We're going to manifest it. We're putting it out into the universe. And I'm reading a book that says that the universe has your back. So don't let me down, uni.
Oh, that uni.
Don't let me down, universe.
I didn't know his name was Fred.
But media attacked him, and they were like, this guy is to blame for the next generation of kids, telling them all they're special and they're gonna grow up thinking each one of them is special when they have to work for that. I was like, you are sick.
I think the headline was Mr. Rogers is evil. Of the video, yeah, the news was saying that Mr. Rogers is evil. Like, how does that, a man, telling children that they're special make him evil?
I just don't, I don't understand. He is a godsend. Like, I need to get him on my podcast.
We're going to make it happen.
So there was this Senate on communications, like in this PBS, I think, was the broadcaster. And Mr. Rogers had to go in front of like a court and like this person and argue to save public media and his show. And so people were like, I mean, this guy was just a dick. Like, that's the third time I've said dick in this podcast. He's just an assless guy. And nobody could convince him. I think he had to be convinced to spend $10 million on like broadcasting or something. And everybody's coming in with these brilliant ideas. And Mr. Rogers just came in and like, this was his plea.
Could I tell you the words of one of the songs, which I feel is very important?
Yes.
This has to do with that good feeling of control, which I feel that the children need to know is there. And it starts out, what do you do with the mad that you feel? And that first line came straight from a child. I work with children, doing puppets in very personal communication with small groups. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this. And know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man.
I think it's wonderful.
He talked him into it.
Oh, he's
amazing.
Looks
like you just earned the $20 million.
$20 million? I thought it was 10.
Oh.
Anyways, and he did it because it's like, I don't know. I just think that's so powerful, like to teach kids about their feelings and that, like,
it
what to
so
do
powerful.
When you're mad and to, like, take a step back and, like, just everything he, it's like, but how can you call him evil when he was, like, trying to prevent evil and, like, that he just wanted to do good in the world? God, I'm passionate about
he's
Mr.
So
Rogers.
Wise, too.
Just such
I can't
a
wait
wise
for him to be
soul.
On your podcast.
But yeah, I'm just the power of being kind and knowing when to step back and say the right thing. And if you're angry about something in your life and you want to take it out on my weight, think about it. Just use your brain and take a step back and think about it for a second. And what are you really mad about? Because it's
exactly
not about my weight.
Say. No, it all stems from somewhere. And I feel like not necessarily maybe everybody, but I feel like majority of people, it stems from an insecurity or just looking at something and wishing that maybe you had that opportunity or you had that outfit or you had that body type even like.
Well, guess what? I wish I had a bigger body type and it's actually an insecurity. But would I go onto a bigger body type
exactly.
and bash them and bring them down?
Exactly.
Or would I be like, I'm concerned for you. You're not concerned. You're an asshole.
No,
you're a dick.
100%.
I'm going to end it with this. I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by LaCroix Sparkling Water, the 100% innocent beverage. Visit LaCroixWater.com and Lightbox Jewelry. Check them out at LightboxJewelry.com/vine. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.